Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Religion Law Quiz number 74, numero 74. Today is going to be a very short quiz. If you will recall, in Religion Law Quiz number 56, we talked about the Lemon v. Kurtzman decision. And then in 2022, there was a Supreme Court decision, which many people viewed as noting that the Lemon test was dead. And the question is, what was that 2022 decision? Well, the answer is it was Kennedy versus Bremerton School District. I'll have the citation in the show notes for you. I know we've mentioned the Lemon test previously, and the Lemon test had a big impact on deciding the intersection of really establishment clause cases. Were we getting some sort of establishment clause of religion? And the Supreme Court came out in the Kennedy versus Bremerton decision and really said, yeah, the Lemon test is dead. And don't worry, we're going to actually cover the Kennedy versus Bremerton school district case in some upcoming quizzes, just to give you a preview on it. The Kennedy case is the fellow Coach Kennedy. This was in Bremerton school district out in the state of Washington. And what Coach Kennedy would do is, after football games, he would go out and say a prayer. He was the football coach, and he'd go out to like the 50-yard line and say a prayer. And the question was, hey, is that violating the Establishment Clause somehow? And it's an interesting question as you think about it. Here's the head coach. The game's done. The coach goes out on the field, bows down, says a quiet prayer. And people were saying, well, hey, he's just doing that on his own time. It's not an Establishment Clause violation. Others were saying, hey, he's the head coach. Everybody looks up to him. There is this implicit pressure to comply or go along with what he's doing. And so we're setting the table, so to speak, essentially giving you the feelings or the ideas of the arguments that were out there. And can I leave that like as the cliffhanger? Keep you coming back for more. Anyway, we will today. That will do it for today's quiz. I hope to see you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.